Greetings, people of purpose, and welcome to this space. This is a best of episode. I am Tori, your host, and this is Our Given Purpose, the podcast. While we are on break, of course, you know we will return with brand new episodes on Tuesday, May the 5th, and we're talking about arrogance. Yeah. But today I want to journey back to January 8th, 2019, with an episode titled, Friends, How Far Would You Go? Think about it. We got some time, right? The Bible reading for that episode was Genesis chapter 24, verses 1 through 67. Let us pray. Lord, we say thank you and shout hallelujah, glory to your name in the highest. We know we can trust and count on you for all that comes our way. And through this storm, your will be done. Help us in our disbelief so we can be good stewards. In your name I pray, amen. I present the message from Friends, How Far Would You Go? A best of episode on Our Given Purpose, the podcast. All relationships require some sort of effort. They require time, planning, and sacrifice. Whether it's friends, families, or coworkers, we have to plan how that time is divided and what we gain or give to those friendships. If you think about your closest friends right now, and y'all are probably sitting in the living room together, okay, what do you have in common? How did you meet? What did you bond over? Today, we are going to take a look at a relationship of service, trust, sacrifice, and love with God at the center. Turning to Genesis 24, we find several examples of what planning is and how we can ask God for guidance at every point throughout those plans to ensure the proper outcome. Have you ever been in a situation where a friend has asked you to promise to do something that may be impossible? Genesis 24:1, we find Abraham described as old and well stricken in age. If you read the parallel verses, we can see Abraham as perhaps weak in body and needing more assistance as each day passes. A phrasing for us, if you will allow me to have a Toryism, this verse is that Abraham was old. There is a sense of urgency in what is about to unfold. I won't keep you here, but stick a pin in that for study later as you review this chapter on your own. As we move further down, we read a conversation between Abraham and his servant, believed to be Eliezer, the oldest in his household and in charge of everything Abraham owned. Abraham wants Eliezer to make a vow. So first, let's frame this discussion and the enormity of pressure Eliezer must have felt. In Genesis 23, we follow the lengthy burial process of Abraham's wife, Sarah, who had passed away. Abraham is still grieving. Now comes the matter of Isaac, their son. Abraham asks Eliezer to find Isaac a wife from among his relatives. Now, this may sound simple, but let's consider the gravity of this. Have you ever had to ask someone you did not know or had not seen in years for a huge favor? Ooh, let's think about that right now. And what if that favor involved them uprooting themselves from the people and life they knew? I know we are experiencing some tremendous sacrifices now with this virus, the COVID-19, and some of us being separated from our families. And we may need to rely on others to go in and check on them and be their advocates in a lot of ways. So I want to say that this story is somewhat similar, but not exactly the same. But I'm pretty sure we can find some points that will resonate with us. So going back to the scripture, Abraham felt sure of what God was telling him to do. He left no room for being wrong and allowing God to have his way. Genesis 24:8 says, "But if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you will be free from this oath. Only do not take my son back there." When we plan with God, we consistently look to him for guidance. Eliezer takes leave of his master and journeys to Mesopotamia to the city of Nahor. Once he reached his destination, Eliezer begins to pray. Genesis 24:15 says, before he had finished speaking. Right there. Underline that. Before he had finished speaking, behold, Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Abraham's brother Nahor, came out with her jar on her shoulder. Before Eliezer could finish praying from his heart, God had answered him. We watch how Eliezer continues to pray to God for direction, strategy, and an outcome. So, during this time, I know a lot of us are reflecting right now on some of the things that we have done and what we are going to do, what those future plans look like, what our finances look like, what our home life looks like. So how good are we at praying and then pausing? People who always put God's plan above their own selfish ambition have a deep well of insight and intellect. Why? Because they are not leaning into their own fleshly desires. Eliezer was in the city of Nahor, which was named after Abraham's brother, Nahor. So the chances of Eliezer finding a suitable bride for Isaac from within the family were overwhelmingly in his favor. But even in his good, quote-unquote, fortune, he prayed to be directed to the one. He detailed very specifically what the woman would do if she was, in fact, who God had chosen. Eliezer could have taken credit for finding Isaac's wife, but that was not his focus. It was pleasing God and keeping the oath he had made to Abraham. Not only did he fulfill his promise, he did so because he was faithful to God. People of purpose, do you wait to make sure you are doing things according to God's will? We can make the mistake of boldly plowing through thinking we have all the answers. I am guilty. It feels so good when we trust and obey, though. To receive confirmation from God warms our hearts in a way that is almost inexplicable. It feels good to be part of the amazing outcome God intended. With each step Eliezer took, he checked in with God. Can we be disciplined enough to do this? Could you imagine what we could accomplish with God if we were only willing to follow this outline of planning and executing? Oh, goodness. As these mandated quarantines force us together and into perhaps close quarters or at least under the same roof, we need to think about our friends, the fault, and forgiveness. How can we become better friends? And how do we get over the emotional blocks we may be experiencing? We have familial friendships, job-related friendships. I know some of y'all ain't never dressing up again. I know. And we have those church friendships. And with those are underlying unspoken rules. For example, we would not share intimate details with a coworker about our family. There are boundaries and lines that should not be crossed even now, y'all, even now. When they are, it leads to gossip, hurt feelings, and damaging reputations of ourselves and others. It is important to pray to God to show you who you can talk to and about what. God is the detail we miss when we are going through a storm or need a specific outcome to be able to move forward. Eliezer demonstrates how to do this. After he prayed to God, once he arrived at Mesopotamia, the city of Nahor, he waited. Everything he asked God to reveal to him came to fruition. He then acted by being honest. He shared with Rebekah's family why he was there. He did not want them to mistake him for a traveler passing through. He did not want to break bread with the family before his intentions were made known. Have you ever sat through a meal only to be blinded with why during the desserts? Girl, not a good feeling and certainly an uncomfortable place to be in. But planning with God and checking in to be updated? Ooh, wow. Wisdom Over Woes, W-O-W. We can avoid possible hiccups if we check in with God. Eliezer was almost detained in bringing Rebekah back to Canaan. He had already given gifts of gold and silver, and he was ready to leave the next day and return home. But Genesis 24:55-56 says, "But her brother and her mother said, 'Let the girl stay with us a few days, say 10. Afterwards, she may go.' He said to them, 'Do not delay me, since the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master.'" Glory. The Bible doesn't tell us why the family wanted to do this or even exactly how long this was, but some Bible scholars believe this would have been a period longer than 10 days, maybe even a year. And that may have been reasonable, but not within God's plan. This is another example of why we should not lean to our own understanding when it comes to God's grander picture. The trip was successful, and Isaac was happy to have a wife who helped him through the grief of his mother. We do not know if he would have turned to someone else, thus thwarting God's plan. What we don't know, we can rest assured that God did. So, ladies and gentlemen, people of purpose, what kind of friend are we? What kind of friend is you? Can we follow through on impossible promises? Do we pray every step of the way, checking and confirming we are handling each detail with care, love, kindness, and respect? Are we able to see beyond our feelings and give grace, letting others off the hook if we were wrong? Is God the focus in our hearts and minds? Friendship is a responsibility. We have to carefully plan out time and how we can serve the other without becoming self-serving. It's easy for any relationship to become one-sided. We can end up feeling manipulated and taken for granted. When we keep God at the center, as Eliezer did, we have a return on our promise. There is a return on the seed that was planted. There is a return. The harvest is reaped. And what an amazing feeling to be able to go through, follow the directions, and fulfill the promise. Think about your family, your friends, and those who you are in close contact with right now, and even those you may not have any contact with. This may be the time to start reaching out, making those phone calls, sending those text messages, asking God to guide you to those who you need to forgive, or maybe even ask forgiveness from. This is that time. We need to continue to shout glory, hallelujah to God in the highest for keeping us within His will, to keeping our path straight, to lighting the way for our purpose. I pray that you all will continue to be safe, that you will do all the things that are required of us by law, and that you will come out of the other side of this storm healthy, wiser, and filled with your purpose. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this time together. May this podcast be encouraging and motivating to your sons and daughters to pray without ceasing in this storm. Lord, we say thank you and we seek you always in all ways. Amen. Thank you for listening to this best of episode. Friends, how far would you go? Originally aired on January 8, 2019. We have an enormous responsibility to those who are in our circles. Are we trustworthy and disciplined enough to pray through each step? As always, God answers prayer, and we should seek His guidance above our own thoughts, even when it looks like everything is going according to plan. This is Tori of Our Given Purpose saying thank you for your prayers. Please continue to comment, like, share, and subscribe to this platform, and use your voice as an instrument to reach others.